Now, moving north uptown in Manhattan to Union Square, which is at 14th Street, NPR's Nancy Solomon joins us. Union Square was a major gathering point in the aftermath of the attacks last year. Initially, in fact, it was the southernmost point that the public was allowed to go to for just right after the attacks. Nancy Solomon, what's going on at Union Square today?
It's very crowded here right now. I think people are getting off work and they are arriving here in large numbers. It's a mostly young crowd. To my right is a woman wearing an American flag bandana and a firefighter suit singing songs about freedom. To my left is a crowd having a political argument with a very large group of people watching them in a big circle. People are doing art. People are writing messages on a town hall board. There's a peace wall where people are writing messages, and there's drummers and chanters. And so it's a big scene.
There are a lot of places in New York that became shrines last year. I'm thinking of outside of Grand Central Station, places around Battery Park or Washington Square. But Union Square has a kind of special feeling about it. What would you say is the attraction for the crowd?
I think, you know, this was the place that people gathered where spontaneous candlelight vigils were held on several consecutive nights. And I think people just want to come back here. They want to show that they haven't forgotten. They want to show respects, and they also want to be with other fellow New Yorkers. People here live in very small apartments, and they like being out and about with other people. And that's what people are telling me here tonight, is that they wanted to be with other folks who just wanted to be out and showing their grief or support for the city.
How does the scene there compare to the scene at Ground Zero, where the families were gathered? You were actually at the rim of the pit. What's the contrast?
Yeah, it's an enormous contrast, because at the formal ceremony this morning, well, for one, it wasn't open to the public, so it was only for family members and other dignitaries who were actually invited into the guarded site. And it was a scripted event that minute by minute had its program that it was going to follow. This is the unevent. This is where people are coming because they don't want to be told what to do, and they want to be involved, and they want to participate. And everyone that I've talked to says they like it that there is nothing planned here. Everything that's happening is a bit of anarchy and unstaged and quite spontaneous.
Does it look like things will go on all night there?
It looks like it. It's not dark yet, and the sun is just now dipped down below the buildings, and I think we're going to see this go on all evening, and maybe there'll be a candlelight vigil, and I believe more and more people will continue to flow into this square.
Thanks very much, Nancy.
You're welcome, Jackie.
NPR's Nancy Solomon speaking to us from Union Square in New York City.